We'll try this. You know what I'm going to do? Can you hear me there? Okay. You can hear me? Sounds good. Okay, perfect. Okay. Sorry for the tech delay. Thank you, Rabbi Schwartz, for coordinating all this. So let's get down to business. So I was just in New York for someone's chasna, and it was just a lively chasna. Happens to be it wasn't a Miami guy, but the idea of close friends from yeshiva, you know, that last for a lifetime, I don't think we have a monopoly in Miami. So I could talk about other yeshivas too. Well, I was by a wedding, and there was like so much excitement. Now, you'll tell me there's excitement because people are just excited to dance together when no one's watching during COVID. Well, because they had a good amount of maska at the wedding. But there was something else also there. The people at the wedding, a lot of them were his friends from the years in Beis Medrash. And all these guys were coming together and celebrating this guy's wedding. And there's really like electricity in the air. I remember similarly, I was by this time a Miami guy's wedding. And there was a guy who learned in yeshiva years ago. He wasn't in yeshiva, wasn't anywhere. I guess he called the Chavetz Chaim system. But he said, you know, every wedding, you know, the most reliable friends to be there are always the guys from yeshiva, Miami guys. Those are the guys you see at all the weddings. So Yoni, don't tell me, okay, because some guys are still in yeshiva, so they have, it's easy to take off from Seder. So that's why those are the guys there. When I talk to a group of Chavetz Chaim guys, you always have to think of all the things they might say to shlug you up. But I want to quote something from a nice Lakewood guy. This person who I'm quoting, just to give you a little bit of background, he must be in his, I don't know, late 60s, 70s, much older than me. Person named Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Weinman. He's a Hasidic Yid. I think he wrote art scrolls biographies or art scrolls English books, I should say, of Rav Matisyahu Solomon. He's very close to Rav Matisyahu. And in yeshiva, he was very close to someone who's just nifted, the Rosh Yeshiva of RJJ, Rabbi Buzel. But I want to read, he wrote a beautiful essay about his friend. But he wrote this one paragraph about what it means a friend from your yeshiva days. So this is a light Meir Malkum. I'm not giving you something heavy. This is something that somebody wrote, you know, 2 months ago. I actually passed it to Rabbi Schwartz. If you don't mind sharing it on the screen, it's the English Meir Malkum. Okay, perfect. So I just want to read it. It takes a good perspective also when you realize this is like a guy who, from Lakewood. I don't think he ever went to college. But he's a pretty good writer. He says, there is something extraordinary about close friendships formed during the youthful years. The bonds are so strong and so deep that they endure undiminished, even when time and distance come between. Perhaps it's because those are the years when we mature, when our personalities and our attitudes take shape, when we become who we will be for the rest of our lives. The close friends with whom we share this journey become welded to our very essence. And therefore, even if the vicissitudes of life prevent us from spending as much time together as we would like, the bonds remain indestructible. Even if we meet after long periods of separation, the flames of friendship are instantly rekindled. I told guys in yeshiva, I gave this out. I said, you should put this in a frame next to a picture with your chavrusa, and they'll keep it in your room for the next, you know, 40 years.
Can you hear me better?
I got something on screen that I'm supposed, the host asked me to unmute. So that's why I followed the direction. Probably not. Okay, you can hear me better now.
It was a mistake, sorry.
Huh?
It was a mistake.
No problem. Got it. You don't have to echo it. So I think this piece is just an amazing piece describing the phenomenon. The phenomenon is people see it. I'll consider myself old, but definitely through life, I see that friends that I had from yeshiva, even if we're separated for many years, but Lamaisa, when it comes down to it, there's a real close friendship there. And even if you don't spend much practical time together, anytime you see each other, anytime you need something from someone else, they reach out to you, like you're right back in there. It's as if you're in the same dorm together, as if you're spending an outshop together, as if you're chavrusas again. I called up a chavrusa of mine today, preparing for my next, we're having some azkara for the Kinnarik Bez Hashem on Tuesday. So I called up my friend who was my chavrusa on the Kinnarik share 25 years ago. The guy sings Kanan Har, still sitting in Kolo in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Sean. I called him up. I haven't spoken to him in a few years. You know, over the past 20 years, how much time did I speak to him? Not so much. I go to Eretz Yisrael, I'll try to see him. But you call a guy up out of the blue, good friend. There's a bond, there's a connection. It's so amazing. And this is one of the explanation why your yeshiva friends, those bonds are so strong. It was a brilliant idea. It's because think about the time that you spent in yeshiva. Those are the years which in many ways shaped who we're going to be. The decisions people made, the paths people took, the development, people enhanced their all different abilities, you know, in their years in yeshiva, for sure in Miami, whether it was through just learning in yeshiva, perm shtick, interacting with high school guys, drawing pictures in yeshiva, I don't know, whatever we started doing in our years in yeshiva, but like that was a very momentous time in our lives. And there was a lot going on, a lot of change, a lot of us becoming who we are. And therefore the friends that we have at that, maybe even use the word vulnerable time in our lives, are friends that just got in so deep. And even if, you know, we don't have necessarily as much time to spend with friends now, with our lives, whether we're married, we're working, or both, or in yeshiva, or this or that, there's so much doing that, okay, we may not have the time to spend together, but we can rely on those bonds that we had years before in yeshiva. And I think, Sam, this is a nice point to focus on, but Rabbi Schwartz made us a good clip to push our wonderful Vod here. You know, obviously one aspect of the Vod is a chance, look, it gives me nachas to see every one of you, and Bez Hashem, it's a good excuse for Rebbeim and Talmidim to get back together. But I think it's also a great excuse for everyone to get together with each other. And even if you don't, you know, give a phone call to the guy sitting next to you on screen, depends which box you're in, But even if you don't give a phone call, but, you know, okay, I was just on a Zoom with them. Like, that's something. It reminds us of our relationships with guys in yeshiva. It could remind us of our relationship with guys in yeshiva, even guys not here on the Zoom, not here on this particular VOD. But you're reconnecting with yeshiva. And to realize that these friends that Baruch Hashem we got over our years in yeshiva are friends that really could endure a whole lifetime. And to reach out to such friends and to be there for friends. Just earlier today, one of the wonderful guys on this in this VOD mentioned to me an interesting story that he was in contact today. I impressed him for details, but he was in contact today with an old friend dating back, you know, to years ago. This friend had a major impact in his life. He, because of this friend, he went to a certain camp. Because of that camp, he ended up in yeshiva. We're not going to specify what camp, what yeshiva, but you might figure it out. Long enough. Everyone knows what Miami's, Kananahara, Maganov may be Finnish, but Kananahara, we're going quite strong here. But anyone wants to open a camp, you know, we're looking for places.
That probably people. Means you can take the kid out of Maganov, but you can't take Maganov out of the kid.
Right. Palgun's trying to, you know, he's got a place to go this summer. We'll see what happens. But this friend who we got in contact with, we hadn't been in contact for a while.
Isn't he joining Shoresh?
Yes. I'm not looking to give advertisements. Yes.
Uh-oh, technicalities, my bad.
Anyway, so this Talmud, he came in contact with this friend of his. And he really owes a karas tov to this friend because he followed this friend to good places. Unfortunately, I don't know that he followed, his friend didn't go to Miami here. But the friend, unfortunately, is, you know, I guess what you call OTD, not exactly on the straight and narrow. And I told him, hey, look, you have an achrayus, whatever you can do to stay in contact with them. That's this point. You know, yeshiva guys make for good friends and make for a good hashpa. You don't have to say a word of quote unquote hashpa on this. Just reach out to him. He knows who you are. He knows what you represent. He knows where you're holding in life. And you're somebody who went to yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, Arashom Torah Mitzvot. And Yiddishkeit is part of your life. A person who's off the derech, if he has a good friend who's a firm person, automatically it's going to have a hashpa. And probably at some point down the line, you know, he might ask you things and might look for your advice and might want to come closer back. But I think that's a tremendous thing. It's good for ourselves, this friendship that we have from other friends from yeshiva. And I think we have to be on the giving side too. We have to be good friends. We have to know what it means that the interactions, what our interactions with others could do, it could really, you know, it could really impact people in a meaningful way. Now, I could talk more, but you know, if we talk about friendship, so first of all, that means you can't attack me. No. But I don't know if guys have any particular points they want to talk about. You know, it is one of the toughest things once you're out of yeshiva and you don't have that situation where you're with people all the time. It really is hard to keep up with friends. Okay, if you're on the same WhatsApp groups, okay, you'll see each other in the WhatsApp groups, but anyone knows, you know, that's not necessarily the same thing as, you know, FaceTime, pun intended, with somebody that you're with. When a person's married, you're obviously dedicating a lot of time to a spouse, you don't have as much time to spend with friends. The classic jealous husband is the guy who gets nervous every time his wife is spending time with somebody else. Hey, you know, like, what about me? You know. So that's also a tricky balance. Friendships and other responsibilities, marriage. Really, friendship itself is a very important yisod for marriage. And this is nogea, not just people who, Baruch Hashem, are married, but those who are not yet married. I remember this like yesterday. I was very lucky. Right before I started dating, randomly, Rabbi Kinarik Zetzal showed up in Queens. I mean the old Queens, Forest Hills. Some of you guys might remember the place. Might have seen it. So we had a room there called the KGB office. It was a room on the second floor, you know, one flight up, whatever you want to call it, where Shimon and Harris used to interrogate people when he caught them doing things. And I don't know if anyone's going to admit to that, but I was in the office a couple times. Usually he's trying to get information out of me. But I remember a Kinarik showed up in Queens, and I asked him, Rebbe, do you have time to meet? So we actually met in that KGB office. Don't remember where it was. And I asked him any advice for dating. So a Kinarik knew me well from yeshiva. And his line to me, Yaakov, just realize when you're looking for shidduch, you're not looking for a chavrusa. Right? You're not going to hocker on the football share. You probably even shouldn't hocker on a schmooze, even if she comes to the schmooze, right? But she doesn't have to come to the schmooze. But you shouldn't be hocking her. The relationship a husband should have with his wife, and really that's something that can be developed to see how well it works during dating, is a friend. The idea of a friendship. You know, the better friend the person is with, you know, in his years in yeshiva with other guys, in a healthy way, the better caring, wonderful husband he could be. A wife needs a best friend. She doesn't just need the guy to pay the bills and to look manly and kill the bugs. That's part of it. But wives also need someone who could be their friend. Now, of course, they'll still have their friends. They'll be busy on WhatsApp with. But there's a friendship with a husband and wife, too. And that's also something that the more a person, you know, developed that in his years in yeshiva, and hopefully still is that, think of what they could do for somebody else. And being there for a friend, it's a big deal. Rabbi Ginsburg told over a story the other night by the Sadkara for Reb David that they had in Queens, by Yosef Ginsburg. He talked about a very tough period in his life. Rachmanson, he lost a teenage daughter, and it was obviously something very tough. And she was sick right before she was Nifter, a relatively short period. And at that point, he was looking for any, you know, obviously, practical, you know, medical etza, but he was also looking for yeshuas. And Rabbi Ginsburg is a person that's connected to many people. And he tried many different things. He said, during this period, there's one guy, his friend from yeshiva, who kept trying to call him. Calling him and calling and calling him. And finally, he figured, I can't ignore this guy. He's calling me every day. And his friend called with an etza. He said, did you think of doing X, Y, and Z? And actually, he didn't. And unfortunately, his daughter was Niftaris. But we know as Maminim B'nei Maminim that every, you know, mitzvah, every schus that you do does, for sure has a result. And he was very thankful to this person for reaching out to him. But that's a friend. a friend knows someone else is in need, I'm going to do everything I can to, you know, put myself in his shoes. What can I do to help him out? And, you know, it obviously shouldn't wait for tragedies, you know, for people to be friends, for people to think about somebody else, you know. By girls all the time, after they get married, they're always trying to think to set up their friends. Guys are not necessarily as proactive in shidduchim. But you know what? There's two types. You know, guys can help out with shidduchim. I'll tell you, sometimes guys can help out just giving another friend of theirs advice. Sometimes people don't want to take advice. Some people feel it's awkward giving advice. But you know what? If you do it in a nice, not a demanding manner, it shows that you care. Look, I want to do whatever I can to help out. You know, you think this will help? There's so much that friends could do for friends. Guys in yeshiva could do for other guys. Help a guy out with business. You know, you see a guy, he had a business, you know, and if you pass on his name to some contact you know, you could get him more business. Don't wait for your friend to ask. Why don't you offer? The more people do for other guys, other talmidim, other friends from yeshiva, I think it's such an amazing thing. It really is a wonderful boomerang. You help people out, they'll help you out, someone else will help you out. And, you know, I think guys in yeshiva, I think friends, it's such an opportunity. Guys should try to the best of their ability to reconnect with people. To send them a text, send them a WhatsApp. Hey, what's up? How's your business? How's your life? What's doing? And Bezra Hashem, if we all try to look out for each other, if we're all there to help out my friend's institution, my friend's family, my friend needs a shidduch. Whatever you can do to be there for someone, I think it's a wonderful thing. It's a tremendous nachas to the yeshiva that our talmidim are in touch with each other. Our talmidim are friends, and Be'ezus Hashem, this should bring yeshuas to all of us here and all of our friends from yeshiva for many, many years to come.